Welcome to the Jaded Gamers, episode 36. I am the Pharaoh, and with me is Katsu.
How's it going?
All right. A little scared today.
Heard you got a little bit of bad news as you left for today.
Yeah. It turns out that tomorrow my company's laying off 5% of its workforce.
Wow, that's not good news.
It's not.
I thought I had a bad day. But you know what? I promise you, I will not have. I have a. What was that bad day song? I don't even know the title. What's the official title of that song?
I had a bad day.
Who sings that song?
Do not have that as an intro.
Who sings that song?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
And I think we would be less of men if
even though we both had shitty days, I will not put that as an intro song.
Please.
Just so you know.
If you have to pick it a song, maybe Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Something. Maybe some Burt Bacharach.
All right. Sorry. I interrupted your bad news. I'll do my shitty day later, but go ahead.
5% of my workforce.
Yeah.
I think 5% of our department is unfilled recs right now.
Oh, so they maybe just chopping.
It's possible they just chop all of our recs away.
Yeah. So that's. So, but yeah, we've had that before where we're supposed to have 15 people on the team. We're always looking for those 3 people to fill the slots, and then they say, oh, we're reducing the size of your headcount by 3. Oh, look at that. You just don't get any new people, and you still have to do all the same work.
Yay. That really sucked, because we have 2 more people on my team we're trying to hire, because it's supposed to be 6 people, 3 doing enthusiast gaming, and 3 people doing UMA mainstream value gaming. And right now we've got a new guy, me, another guy, and a guy who's not doing too much work.
Well, there you go.
So we have 1 awesome guy that I work with, and then me still training the new guy. So it's really 2 people doing 6 people's work.
Well, it also sounds like what I heard from all that is you got some buffers. You got a new guy.
Yeah, we got a contractor.
And then you have a contractor.
But the new guy is such a nice guy.
And then you have unfilled headcount.
Yeah.
So you got all kinds of buffer. You're all right. I wouldn't worry about it.
Or they haven't been filling that headcount now. Actually, we put a lot of offers into people and they don't want to work for us.
I wonder why.
They're like, man, you get to look at new games all day and play with the newest hardware? Fuck that.
Oh, you mean new people from within the company?
No.
Oh, from outside the company?
From outside the company.
Why don't they want to work for you? You must pay them peanuts then.
Well, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Peanuts.
Comparatively speaking.
Well, compared to doing super boring jobs.
My day wasn't that bad, I guess. I didn't get super bad news like that. I just had a horrible afternoon. The morning wasn't so bad. But the afternoon, I mean, I just got slammed with work.
And the case that I bought for $120 bucks, it's now $100 bucks online.
Oh, that's even better news. Don't they give you the price difference? Where do you buy it from? Newegg?
Newegg.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think they will.
You bought the same thing I bought?
Yeah.
And you paid $120 for it?
Plus, I get a $40 rebate.
Wow. I think I've seen it on sale at Fry's for like 80 bucks.
I have seen it on sale at Fry's for 80 bucks, but right now it is not 80 bucks at Fry's.
Wow. Yeah. It's an okay case. I don't know. It's the, what is it, the 900?
It's an Antec P900.
I think it's just P900? I thought it was just a 900.
Well, the model number is P900, but it's called the Antec 900. And it's not 900, it's 9-100.
Yeah,
100,
spelled out. Yeah.
So when I searched for it, when people were telling me, oh, yeah, you got to look at this case, I couldn't find anything.
I can't believe they still make that case. I built this PC, 2 years ago?
Yeah, there's still not really anything
year and a
better.
Half, I guess. Well, it's got a lot of ventilation, so for the enthusiasts, it's got these big, huge LED, whatever inch fans, big ones, I guess. I don't know what they are.
They have 220s and then a 200 millimeter
exactly.
On the top.
So it keeps well ventilated. I have an 8800 and, keeps it pretty cool.
As soon as I'm done building the system, if I don't have a job, it's going right up on Craigslist.
For a third of the cost.
No, well, it's costing me $220
those
to build the entire
system. Usually I'm so, usually you see electronic stuff drop so quickly, especially computer stuff, but man, it seems like video cards don't drop that quickly.
Well, this isn't the season for them to drop. Plus, the 9000 series isn't out yet. As soon as that 9000 series for NVIDIA comes out, they'll drop.
So what is that 9800 then? I heard it was two 8800 slapped together.
That's not really out, is it?
I thought it was. The 9800 GX2?
I've seen reviews of it, but I didn't know product is out.
But from what I hear, it's just two 8800 slapped together anyway.
I don't know enough about it.
Oh. Anyway, PC games-wise, I got a new PC game.
What game was that?
Psychonauts.
Oh, that's right. I was there when you bought that.
It's not exactly new, but it's new to me.
It is an awesome, awesome game. How much time have you spent playing it?
Oh, none. I plan to. I've been...
So what have you been doing with all your time?
My gaming is just so...
pitiful.
No. Well, yeah. I just don't have the time. Yeah, that's because it's the lull right now. We have a gaming lull.
What do you mean you don't have the time? What are you doing with all your time?
Okay, look. So Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. I've talked about this before. I play poker.
Okay.
So from eight to midnight, I play poker, and that's 3 days a week. So that's already gone. Right?
Okay.
So I have Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, right?
And Sundays. But Sunday's your family.
Yeah, Sunday's my family. Although this past weekend it wasn't. That's why I got some gaming. So Fridays, I probably do some gaming then. But sometimes I'm just so tired because I never really catch up on sleep throughout the week. It kind of catches up to me, and then by Friday, I'm just kind of crashing.
Maybe you should start taking speed.
I'll keep that in mind. But
if it worked for the Japanese suicide bombers, it can work for you.
But that's what happens with Fridays. Usually, I'm just so tired, I can't, you know, I'll be playing something and I'm just falling asleep. Saturdays is probably my best gaming day, usually during the day, but except for, it's probably my best gaming day, but of course the nights with poker, taking up with poker. Mondays, I don't know, I guess I game somewhat, and then Wednesdays we do the podcast.
Right.
So basically Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays and Saturday nights are all taken. So I just have the other time. And then I work from 8:30 to 5:30 in typical days. And obviously I don't do any gaming in the morning. I'm not going to get up early to do gaming. If anything, I stay up late the night before.
I played a bunch of Sins of the Solar Empire today at work.
But so that's what I do. I just basically have some time to play. And with the rentals, I've been renting Lost Odysseys, you know. And it's $1 every day you keep it. So I found out that Blockbuster actually seems to have different deals for renting games depending on which Blockbuster, and it may be some are franchised and some are corporate, but the Blockbuster near my house, I'm not sure which one of the two it is. If I had to guess, I would say it's franchise because it's kind of small. But they had a deal when I rented Lost Odyssey, and in fact when I rented, what was it before that, Burnout Paradise, it was $3.99 for 3 days, $5.99 for 5 days, and $7.99 for 7 days, and then $1 a day each extra day you keep it for up to 30 days.
Last time, I thought you said that they charge you the whole price of the game after a while.
After 30 days. No, I'm sorry. After 10 days of overdueness. Like, if you rent it for 7 days, so on the 17th day, what they would do is charge you the whole game to your account. And then when you return it, if you return it before 30 days, they give you the full credit back.
Huh.
But you still have to pay the late fees, but they don't charge you for the full game.
So is it the price of the game over what you rented it for?
I don't know. But see, if you keep it over 30 days, you basically bought the game. And I'm not sure if it's like all the late fees plus the price of the game or just the price of the game.
Because if it wasn't plus the late fees,
you would just keep it.
Well, that's not a bad deal at all, except you don't get the case, right?
I'm not sure. Probably not. They're probably, I don't know, probably not.
Which would explain where those Blockbuster cased games came from that you see in some GameStops.
Yeah, but then... my friend rented Army of Two, and he in fact rented two copies of Army of Two, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. And when he rented it, he instant messaged me and said, oh, hey, I was able to get two copies of Army of Two. I'm like, sweet, how much was it? And he's like, $8. I'm like, oh, you should have just gotten the 3-day one. We were just going to play it over the weekend. I'm pretty sure it's not a long game. And he was like, well, didn't give me the option. I'm like, yeah, they were probably dicks and just gave you the 7-day option for $8 just because you didn't specify. But then he looked at his receipt a couple days ago. And he says, you know what? It says it's due tomorrow, which was a 5-day rental. I'm like, what? Why is it $8 for 5 days? And then he called him up, and he looked at his receipt as well. And it turns out that they have that Blockbuster has a deal, or not a deal, their the way of handling game
their
rentals.
Their policy
is basically $8 for 5 days, but then you get a 7-day grace period, and you don't get any late fees. And then after that, they charge it to your account. And then after 30 days, if you return it, they just give you your money back, except for $1.29 handling fee or something like that.
I'm like, how do they make any money?
That's a way better fucking deal. Like, basically, it's $8, even though it's for 5 days, in quotes. You really have 12 days because there's a 7-day grace period. And then after that, they just put it on your account, and then no big deal. It's not like they charge it to you. Your Blockbuster account is, you know, due that much money.
That's a way, way better deal.
But then if you turn it back in within 30 days, they give you, you know, it's just $1.29 more for the restocking fee. And after 30 days, I think it's yours, the same thing. Because really with games and movies, after the rental period is when it's new. Right?
Yeah, that's maybe 2-3 months.
Right. Well, for sure, like the first week. And games, people tend to keep a lot longer. And then games like Lost Odyssey RPGs, I mean, they keep a lot longer. So that's one of the reasons I snatched up Lost Odyssey, because I never saw it there. When I did see it, I was like, I just snatched it up. What I ended up doing is, even though I had it for 17 days or 16 days, whatever the case may be, I decided that there was just no way I was going to finish it. Like, I was on disc two. I was like 15 hours in or something like that. And there's four discs, and they're usually 40 to 60 hour games.
Yep.
And
which is not the type of game you normally play, is it?
No, not normally. But, you know, it was one of those weird games where it wasn't spectacular, but I just kept playing it. And I wanted to keep playing it, but then it started to feel like, well, I got to make a decision. I need to return it and try to buy it, or, you know, cut my losses, or try to grind it out. The problem is, when I had it as a rental, I felt like I always had to be playing it, because, you know, the meter's running, right? And then there was days I just couldn't play it at all, because I was either playing poker, I was too tired, or whatever the case may be. So I decided, you know, I finally just bit the bullet, took it back, and I just bought the game. I bought it at Circuit City.
Sounds like you need to be challenged.
So it kind of sucked, because I ended up paying more overall for the game. What I should have done is just rented it. My Blockbuster has that three-day rental thing for $3.99 to see if I liked it, and then just bought it, you know, if I liked it or not, instead of trying to finish it. That would work on normal games, but RPGs, not so much. 40 to 60 hours, hard to finish it on a rental.
If it wasn't for the recurring fee, I'd recommend Gamefly for that kind of thing.
Yeah, I agree, but...
because it's always discounted when you buy it from them.
The thing is with Gamefly, though...
and you get the case, which is immaculate.
It's what, $20 a month or something like that?
Yeah, $24 for two games, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of pricey. And with a game like Lost Odyssey, I would probably keep it a month. So, I don't know.
You buy it for $40.
I did have a $10... when I bought Super Smash Brothers, I got a $10 gift certificate from Circuit City. So I just took that in and used that towards Lost Odyssey and ended up getting it for $50. So in effect, I mean, yeah, I could use that $10 for something else, but it takes me so long to find something at Circuit City to buy, because they hardly ever put anything on sale that I want, and I typically don't want to buy stuff at full price.
Did you buy Condemned 2 there?
I did not buy Condemned 2 at all, anywhere. But anyway, so I ended up paying $67. Whatever. So I bit the bullet. I still have it there. And you know what? Lost Odyssey is still sealed. Because I haven't felt the pressure to play it anymore. Now it's just sitting there sealed.
Wow.
But I will. I will eventually
finish Lost Odyssey.
No, I will.
You won't.
Yes, I will. How much you want to bet me? And you know I will. What do you want to bet?
Well, if I bet, I know you'll finish it.
Exactly.
If I don't bet, you won't ever finish it.
Yes, I will.
You need that pressure.
No, I'll finish it. Well, just say I'll finish it. The only other sealed game I have is I found Prey. Prey for the 360.
That's supposed to be an all right game.
Yeah, I got the big old fatty special edition that I never played. I actually just
I've
redid.
I've got the little figures on my desk at work.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I've completely redone my 360 section.
I did notice it.
It has every 360.
Is it because your 360 title is growing?
What would happen is that I have this little bookcase, wall-mounted bookcase thing on my wall, of all places.
A wall-mounted bookcase? So it's not just a piece of wall sitting in a hallway,
no,
right?
No, it's actually on my wall next to my, of all places, my 360 and my computer. And they were just overflowing. I had so much shit in there, and you're asking me about all these PC games on my desk. It's because I pulled them all out of that bookcase. And
you're going to give them to me, right?
No, I'm going to put them in that fucking
closet.
You told
me you didn't want Shadowrun anymore.
I never said that.
You did so. Just,
how can you even use it?
On my PC.
Doesn't it have a key?
Why couldn't I use it?
I don't know. I'll probably just put them all on my... This is how sad my PC gaming is. I have Supreme Commander. I probably played an hour of that. Max Payne 2. I won that it was like a side prize in an Intel-sponsored tournament at a CPL event, which is now dead, by the way.
There's no more CPL at all?
The CPL is dead after 10 years. Good riddance. All they did was play fucking Counter-Strike. I hated them after that. They were badass when they were Quake 3, but then when they went to Counter-Strike, I fucking hated them. Anyway, then a copy of Missing. Have you heard of that game? By the Adventure Company?
Is that the one where they call your home phone and...
No, but they do send you emails and shit like that, and you have to access the real web, not the game web, like in a real browser with a real internet to do certain things. Of course, they're game-planted websites, you know, fake websites for the game, but it's pretty immersive. It's basically like it's like Hannibal Lecter type of guy that's sending you weird clues and basically somebody's missing and you're finding them, and there's a bunch of flash games that you have to solve, That was for my wife. I didn't actually buy that. I tried to get her into some PC gaming by doing something, you know, that didn't have shooting or naked women in it.
Did you buy her Myst?
No, I bought her Missing, and she actually enjoyed it for a little while. But anyway, that's another game. And then I have Unreal Tournament, Super Old, Command & Conquer 3, Tiberian Wars.
That's an awesome game.
I think I played maybe 2 hours of that. Quake 4 I played a lot of.
I played through 2 out of 3 sides on Command & Conquer.
You played through the whole side?
Two out of three, the whole faction?
I think I didn't
play through the aliens.
Wow. I didn't even know there were 3. That's how much I played that fucking game.
Wow.
And that's because I had a LAN for Command & Conquer 3. I hadn't had a PC LAN party in a while.
Yeah.
I invited some friends over for that. And I think I had just other people playing on my PC. I think you were here for that, weren't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
I kicked ass at that.
I didn't really play much of that at all. I don't know what the fuck I was doing, but I didn't play. Quake 4, of course, I played a ton of. Spider-Man 3. I think I bought that for $10, remember? I think it was
yep.
$10.
Did it have achievements?
Then no. Shadowrun, Halo 2, and then Desperate Housewives, the game which my wife was supposed to review for the podcast. Never played it. So that's it for my PC games. And I have, you know, Windows Vista and some other garbage. So I need to put all this shit in the closet. I don't even know why I went through the whole fucking stack. That was not very exciting. Anyway, so going to move on to the new releases.
Actually, I think I was going to talk a little bit about Army of Two.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about what we've been playing as opposed to what's coming down the pipe.
Yeah.
Line. Army of Two. Yeah, I talked a little bit about that. We rented Army of Two.
But you didn't give any of your opinions on it.
No.
I want you to go first.
Okay. Well, why don't you go first? Because you played a lot less than I did.
I did?
Yes, you did. I finished the game.
Oh. Well, it starts out with you have two main characters, hence the name Army of Two. And they do some training. They're kind of stereotypical frat boys, basically. It's kind of like if you stuck two frat boys in a mercenary
situation. Well, one of them was. The other guy was just kind of a gentle giant.
Well, I just assumed since they looked almost identical.
Well, that's because they have fucking masks on.
Well, since I just assumed they were both the same character.
No. No. One's a huge, lumbering, gentle giant that's bald. And the other guy's a frat boy.
All right.
So anyway, the characters aren't important.
It had the AI was like fighting infants with guns. They couldn't aim worth crap.
Were you talking about single player or multiplayer?
Multiplayer. I was playing the Surge.
No, that's single player campaign mode.
Is it?
Yeah, you were playing through the story, right?
Yeah, with Surge. Yeah,
that's single player.
Okay.
It's co-op player. It's not single player. It's campaign.
The AI mode. Was pretty right. dumb.
See.
And
I experienced something different, but go ahead.
Well, maybe it's because we only went through the first 3 areas.
Yeah. Well, there's 6 levels and multiple areas in each level. You were in Somalia, the very first level.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was really boring.
Well, the first thing that we did was Serge and I had rented that game on Friday, and we were just planning to play through the single-player campaign. Oh, excuse me. The campaign mode co-op. Right? And so then, you know, I had another friend that was going to come over and play some games, and then another friend that was going to come over and play some games, and then we ended up with 4 people. This is an army of 4. It's army of 2. And then so we ran into a problem. So what do we do? Well, we decided, let's play multiplayer. Multiplayer matches, you know, like actual, you know.
Player versus player.
Yeah, objective-based, whatever you call it.
It's objective-based. It's not really
death. It's not deathmatch.
So it's Counter-Strike.
Kind of, sort of. But anyway, the whole game is based on round money. You're a mercenary, and everything you do is for money. So there's objectives you have to do during the game that basically give you money. So whoever has the most money at the end of the game wins. And so we did 10-minute sessions, and we have 2 360s in this house, of course, and we had 2 copies of the game. So my friend Ken and I were up here, and Ricky and my friend Serge, who rented the games, were downstairs. And we said, you know, let's just start playing multiplayer. The worst multiplayer game I've ever played. It's just terrible. I don't play a whole lot of multiplayer games because they're terrible. Like The Darkness, did you ever play that multiplayer?
Well, that multiplayer was super, super laggy, but it could have been good if it wasn't laggy.
It was terrible. And at least that was like deathmatch. This was like, I don't know, I just couldn't get into it. The whole point of, I mean, I could kind of dig the money thing, you know, that was kind of cool. You could buy weapons and stuff.
I totally don't dig that.
Yeah. It was pretty shitty. First of all, we had no training at all. So we did drops, you know, it's multiplayer. It assumes you've played the game before. So it just drops you in there. We had no clue what to do. Like what shot, what aimed, how you threw grenades.
That's
like
really your fault.
Yeah, well, you know, we had four of us. We didn't want to go through the single, the campaign training to figure out what was going on. So eventually, the first match, we were just kind of running around trying to figure out what the fuck to do. And we set it for 10 minutes. After the 10 minutes over, we're like, okay, well, let's do another match. Well, after 10 minutes, it just kicks you out of the game. Like, wow. What the fuck? Like, your only option is quit. So wow. We had to, like, send a game invite again and then, you know, reset up the game and then get back in the game. We played it again. That was a little bit better. And, I mean, we played, like, three or four times. And it was stupid. Like, you can't continue playing. Like, just choose a new map and or a new objective and keep going. It, like, kicks you out every time.
This is a game that had development problems from the beginning, if I understand. Like, it was supposed to come out, like,
Six months ago? I saw an ad in Circuit City for this game that it was being released, and then it never showed up. And then, I had forgotten about it. And then it started popping up a couple weeks ago. And it was actually getting some decent reviews, and I kept hearing that it was really cool for co-op, and that the AI was really stupid. That's all I was really hearing about the game. And I'm like, I'm up for a good co-op game. Let's do that. And so we didn't really get to play single player much. Ken played a little bit with Surge for maybe probably the same amount that you play at single player, and then you play a little bit with Surge the next day. And then on Sunday, Serge calls me up and says, hey, you want to play Army of Two? Let's actually play through the campaign. I'm like, all right. But this time he was at home, so we played over Xbox Live. Mm-hmm. And we played 8 hours straight through the whole game. Let me tell you, by the end, it gets hard. The AI, I was actually impressed by. It didn't seem really stupid. Well, certain exceptions. There's certain characters in the game that you can only kill from behind. No gay jokes there. I fully expected one.
No, it's just stupid. I can't make a joke when something's just badly made.
So the whole thing about this, the big thing about this game is aggro, which is basically you're just drawing the attention of the enemies.
So one person fires at the enemies, and this little bar that looks like a speedometer kind of
Which starts out neutral
one character,
right?
And then they
start glowing red.
They glow red, and then the other person is basically invisible.
Yeah, you start actually to fade, and you kind of get, you know, you turn it to kind of like a ghost. No, opaque
means
translucent.
Translucent, yeah.
Yeah, opaque is you can't see through it.
Anyway, going forward.
Anyway, so then you kind of become invisible, and that's sort of the only stupid thing is like I'm walking right past guys, and
I didn't like that at all. Totally broke the game.
My friend's got all the aggro, so I'm pretty much invisible. I can go and kill guys, and that's really how you're supposed to handle killing the guys that you can only shoot from behind.
That really broke the game for me. It made the game unenjoyable.
No, I think it made it fun. It added some
tactics.
As
the whole dynamic of the game.
It made it a little unrealistic when you can just walk past guys.
It made it a lot unrealistic. If you teamed with your guy and said, okay, you draw fire and I'll go kill whatever, you pretty much have a pass throughout
the whole level. Yeah. But at towards the end, we figured out that if he had a shotgun, he could just shotgun those dudes. And when they would fall down, it would knock them to the ground, those big dudes, knock them to the ground. And as they were getting up, he would just turn to, you know, walk around them and shoot them from the back.
Wow.
So he didn't even need two players, just a shotgun. So he took out every dude that was a big guy throughout the whole game because there was achievements for killing with a certain weapon. So he had the shotgun. And it sucked because at the end of the game, like, I didn't have that achievement for killing 25 of those big dudes, and I wasn't about to go replay the whole game just to get that achievement. So
another one of those games where you have to play two or three times to get...
Yes, there's some things you have to play, like, two and a half or three times to get enough money to get an achievement for, you know, the $1 million achievement or kill this number of people's achievement, because you just can't do it through the course of one playthrough. But the nice thing is once you finish it, you can actually select certain missions, and certain missions are better for certain things, achievement-wise. Like there's one mission in China where you earn $30,000 in a two-minute span, and you can just reset and redo that over and over. It's redundant, but you know what I was doing during that time?
34 times.
You know, I did it for like an hour. You know what I was doing the whole time? Editing the last podcast. Uh-huh. So I was editing the podcast and just running through that same area in China, just shooting this big bridge every time. Like over and over and over for 2 minutes. I mean, 2 minutes at a time for like an hour until I got enough money to get the $1 million achievement. But the game itself was fun. If it was any longer, I would have probably killed myself. But 8 hours, just about the right length for that game. The co-op was really well done. I did play with some AI characters or AI characters, only one. A little bit when I was trying to get some of the remaining achievements, and it wasn't too bad. The worst part of the AI is. In the game, the only way you can die, when you first get knocked down, you call for help. And then your AI or your partner, real-life partner, co-op partner can come and heal you. But to heal you usually wants to pick you up and drag you by the collar behind a corner or something so you're not getting shot the whole time.
Right.
Because if he gets shot while he's healing you, he has to start all over. It's like, you know, you have to hold on the button for 5 seconds or something like that. So the worst part of the AI was that it just dragged you around forever in circles like an idiot while you're waiting to get healed. He's just walking around in circles. I'm like, dude, I'm getting shot. Get me to the quit. Oh my God, why are you taking me down the stairs? Seriously. I was at one point, I'm like, where are you taking me? Why are you dragging me down three? Why are you taking me down two flights of stairs to heal me? Just take me by the fucking corner and heal me, dumb shit.
Pathfinding for a good place to heal, not so good.
Not so good. Other than that, it wasn't that bad. That was definitely the worst part.
The enemy AI
was actually pretty good. There was a couple of things that were broken in the game. There was one part where we had activated an elevator, and apparently Surge was able to fall down the elevator shaft, and there was no way to get back up.
And he didn't die?
No. It was only like a 10-foot drop. But you know how you can do this thing where you can do a step move where like one guy crouches down and he puts his hands together and he gives you a little help over a tall ledge, and then he brings you up? Well, those only occur in certain places of the game. Like,
right.
the map has to be set up for that. So when he fell down into the elevator shaft...
Which is really silly that it...
Yeah, because we'd run into walls all the time. We're like, it'd be so awesome if you could just give me a step over this thing.
Really?
Yeah, but it wouldn't let you because it wasn't a specified step place.
That's really bad game design.
Well, not only that, but when he got stuck in the elevator shaft, he was only like 10 feet down. I'm like, I'll just jump down there and give you a step up. No. No, you won't. You'll be stuck down there together with him until you reset the game. So that sucked. The only nice part about that is we started basically deathmatching, because you can kill the other guy in a basically a room the size of an elevator. And I was able to kill him enough times and revive him, because you can revive him. And it doesn't cost you anything but time to revive them. I revived him enough times to get my achievement for reviving your opponent. I mean,
so
your
some
co-op
good
partner.
Came up. Yeah, falling
it was,
down the
it was sort of fun, but it was frustrating that they didn't figure that out. A couple of times I clipped through walls and stuff like that. But, you know, sort of shit you come to expect, unfortunately. But anyway, so that was Army of Two. Overall, I think it was a pretty decent game. Probably give it about in our ABCD F scale, it's probably like a C+. Maybe
that's
a B-.
That's what I would have given
it. A B-.
I wouldn't have given it a B-.
B- if you're playing with a friend. C+ if you're just playing by yourself. The multiplayer, like D. D+, maybe.
Wow.
But anyway, that was my Army of Two experience. It's pretty good for a rental, especially if you got a buddy to play with, and especially if you got two copies to play with. That way you don't have to play split screen. So that was the big game for this past weekend, and that one kept me from playing Lost Odyssey pretty much all weekend.
You know what I played this weekend?
No.
World of Warcraft.
Oh, God. Lame.
In 7 days, and I really only got to play 4 of those days, I made level 25.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
I'm sorry, level 23.
What's Travian?
Have I not talked about that on the podcast?
Nope.
So Travian is this.
Oh, Travian.
It's a browser-based game, and you own a city. And that city has resources, and you gain resources and improve your resources, and then you...
I played that before. Isn't it called Civilization?
No, it's a lot different than that. You actually manage the city itself. And then once you get enough resources and have improved their production enough times, then you can get armies. And you can use those armies to go raid other players' cities. And then once you get enough production, you can then expand into different cities. And then once you gain enough production, once you've got multiple cities, you can start taking over other people's cities. So it's a giant nation-state player-destroying game.
Fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Let's move on.
All my coworkers have been playing it with me.
You have WoW there. I just refuse to talk about that.
Oh, it's awesome.
Sins of a Solar Empire. You talked about it before, but have you been playing it some more? You know, I looked up a little bit about it today.
I've been playing it some more.
I'm surprised. Is this a Stardock game, or what's what's Stardock?
It's the same people who made Galactic Civilization.
So who's Ironclad Games? Is that the publisher?
I think Ironclad Games is the... I don't know which is which, but I know Stardock for sure publishes the...
Galactic Civilization 2, or what was it called?
Galactic Civilization.
Oh, okay. Wasn't it 2? Wasn't it a sequel?
I don't know if there was a sequel. This isn't a sequel.
That was the game that came up that was kind of famous for not having any copy protection, right?
Right. This doesn't have any copy.
And this one doesn't
either.
Yeah, I read about it today. And apparently it was a
huge
seller at retail.
It was number three. It was number four. It's
I thought it was number two.
For PC games.
I thought it was right behind Call of Duty 4.
It was number two the second week, but the first week it was only number four.
Wow. That's
pretty impressive.
You
know what
that
says to me? A whole bunch of people bought the game, gave other people copies. Because you can. You can just make a copy of the disc and give somebody, and they don't need a CD key, a crack, or anything.
Uh-huh.
And you don't need the
disc
to play.
Does it have online play?
It does, but I haven't tried to do that.
Oh.
And then all those people bought copies, which is what I did. My coworker gave me a copy, and I went and got a copy because it was so awesome.
So you went out and bought the game.
Well, I bought a code online. They have their own Steam-style delivery system.
Oh, so you just bought a code just to be cool.
Well, I feel like supporting them. They did a great job.
So it's kind of like a full game demo.
Pretty much. There are some things that at first I thought were bad with the UI, but it turns out they're actually pushing the player to do things properly.
Oh.
Like, my coworker was complaining that it sucks.
So is this a strategy game, or is it like a real-time strategy game?
It's a real-time strategy game.
So it's more like Red Alert than Risk?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it's more like Homeworld than anything.
Yes.
The little bit I read about it was that it was extremely complicated and really more for hardcore enthusiasts.
It's super not complicated at all.
Really? I was wondering how it got so high. I mean, how it sold so many being a complicated game. You don't see stuff like...
Masters of Orion.
Yeah, Masters of Orion just, you know, blazing up the charts.
It's a really, really well-designed game. I would say that you interrupted me for what I was saying. My coworker was complaining about the tech tree, how it doesn't tell you what's queued when you're researching.
Mm-hmm.
When you click on something for tech, even though you can only research one thing at a time, it takes the money out of your account. But it doesn't tell you what your queue is. And if you put a huge queue, you fucked up because you're not spending that money immediately to do something, to queue something. And I think they made some strange development choices that are actually pushing the player to play properly.
Mm. Maybe I'll try it. I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't think you'd like it.
You're probably right. I probably wouldn't like it.
You need to prove me wrong. You said I'm always wrong. Maybe you should play it.
I need short gaming bursts. You know,
some Tetris, some Pong.
Yeah, those are good. That's why I like Street Fighter and Quake so much, because they're competitive and short. I can play Street Fighter a few matches at a time, or I can play Quake 15 minutes at a time. I didn't have to dedicate a whole afternoon. I heard some of those levels were like, or scenarios of them were like 12 hours long, is what the article said that I read.
There's a difference. You have like versus one opponent in one solar system.
Uh-huh.
Which has, like, I think 15 planets that you can conquer, which are really easy. You just fly a whole bunch of ships in and colonize. It's not like you have to fight hard over a planet otherwise.
Are there resources?
Right. So the way it works is you have a planet. You can develop that planet. You can develop its logistics, which are just slots where you can build extra stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you have asteroids circling the planet that you mine.
How much of the game is fighting, is battling, battles?
I'd say about 30%.
Jesus, that sucks. So 70% is planning and bullshit menus?
Well, building units.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to like that game.
Dude, when you get huge capital ships and a whole bunch of fighters flying around and you can watch all the action happen when two fleets come together, oh, it's awesome.
It's sort of weird. I never heard of that game, like, until it was, like, released. I don't know. I guess I don't really follow that type of game anyway, so it's not
really
too surprising.
It's a well-made game.
All right, let's see what I've been playing. I played a little bit of DJ Portable Max. Ever play that series?
Nope.
How to bring that over? I played 1 and 2. Have you ever played Beat Mania?
Yep.
You've played DJ Portable Max. This is on your PSP.
Why would I want to play it without the...
It's fucking hard. It's... okay, so your PSP. Imagine it. Put your hands out. You got your fingers on the L and R buttons, and your left thumb on the cross pad, and your right thumb on your, you know, the keys, the triangle and square and all that other shit. So the way it works is, if you hold left, I'm playing 4-button mode, and it's still fucking hard. If you push left on the cross key, that's the leftmost column. If you push up, it's the second leftmost column. If you push up on the or triangle on the right side, that's the third column, and then the final fourth column is the circle. So you basically use those four. And if you use 6 buttons, you use the inside, the left, either to the right or the square.
It's like Beat Mania without a controller.
Right. And I was pretty impressed with the quality of the game. I mean, it's very pretty, and it's got a lot of songs, and it's got a lot of pretty cool backgrounds. You can't see most of them because they're obscured by the gaming play field. But... it's really, really fun. I think it's more fun than Beatmania itself. The only thing it's missing is multiplayer, and of course you can't really do that on one screen. You only got one set of controls, but it was really good. So I that's basically been my bathroom game. Outside the bathroom, my going to sleep game, I've been playing Harvey Birdman for the PSP. Do you ever watch the show?
Yep.
Are you familiar? Okay, so you're familiar with Harvey Birdman characters and stuff?
Yeah, that's
Harvey
right,
Birdman, sure. Attorney at Law is basically takes a whole bunch of 60s, 70s era cartoons and superheroes.
Hanna-Barbera cartoons and superheroes. Yeah,
and it kind of modernizes them and puts them in strange situations. Like Harvey Birdman is the star of the show, and he's an attorney. He's given up his superhero life for being an attorney at law. And he has stuff like, what's it called? Apache Chief came in. He wanted to sue Javalux, which was basically like a Starbucks place, because he dropped a hot cup of coffee in his lap, and now he couldn't. You know what his power was? Do you remember Apache Chief?
No.
He would say, a nook chuck, and he would get real, he would like basically grow like the size of Godzilla. And he basically, his power was he grew. Basically, that was it. He would say, a nook chuck, and grow, and nook chuck, and he would get back to normal size. That was it.
Wow.
And he had the so most.
How did he get this most, power?
I don't know. He had them basically, you know, like Tonto, like a really dumb Native American type, you know, he talks like how and shit like that, you know, real racist looking. Just,
anyway, I got it.
So he comes into Harvey Birdman and says he wants to sue because he dropped and he can't grow anymore. And they made during the episode, they kept referencing his inability to grow, and he would always look in his pants, and they started. Basically, it was just all about penis jokes. Let's just say that for the whole episode, and it was awesome.
So, is the game all about penis jokes?
The game is basically all about penis jokes and fart jokes and sexual innuendo and double entendres and all kinds of cool stuff.
So, I would probably like it.
Yeah, and it really plays like Phoenix Wright. If you ever play any of the Phoenix Wright, it's developed by Capcom, and it plays exactly like Phoenix Wright, only maybe a tad easier. And it plays out like it looks like an episode. There's a lot of animation. And basically the whole game, the part that I thought was the intro was the whole game. The whole game plays out like a cartoon.
Wow, cool.
And it was really cool. And
you finish it?
It's a little short. No, I haven't finished it yet. It's $40. That's, but you can get deals on it. But
I still
really
feel
cool.
That $40 is too much for a PSP a portable game.
Yeah, I think so too. But you can find some deals on it. They also have it for the Wii and the PS2, the same exact game. But it's if you like Harvey Birdman.
Maybe I'll get the PS2 version.
If you like Harvey Birdman, the TV show, you'll love it. It's basically 5 bonus episodes because they play exactly like episodes. They have intros and outros and credits at the end of each episode and stuff. You know who does the voice for Harvey Birdman?
Adam West.
Gary Cole.
Oh.
You know what Gary Cole is?
Just a guess. No.
Is Lumberg from Office Space?
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And Stephen Colbert does voices too in the game. It's pretty cool. You should check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's not much of a game as it is like just watching stuff, but it's still pretty cool. I liked it. And the other game I've been playing is I finally got Patapon.
So I see all these ads for Patapon, but I have no idea what it's about.
Patapon is made by the people who made LocoRoco.
So it looks really pretty, has awesome music, and has simple game mechanics.
Yes, you described it exactly. But instead of the game mechanics of tilting the world, it has a rhythm-based. It's like a rhythm.
I love rhythm-based
it's
games.
It's a rhythm-based strategy game.
You have to let me play it after the podcast.
With weapon upgrades and shit like that.
I love rhythm games. I love strategy games. I love weapon upgrades.
So imagine these little black.
And I love LocoRoco.
Imagine these little black 8-ball looking things.
But they got to be black.
So, because they're black. The whole game plays, it's like a silhouette style, you know, kind of shadow silhouettes.
Like Indonesian puppetry.
Okay. And the patapons are basically like big eyeballs, big black eyeballs with arms and legs on them. And they're kind of tribal. They carry on spears, swords, shields, helmets.
That kind of sounds totally awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, what you do is you have 3 different types of patapon. Ones that fight up close, ones that fight in the middle, and then ones that fight far away. So you have like...
ranged patapons.
Yeah. You have like the axe dudes, the spear guys, and the archers.
So black spear chuckers are in this game.
Yes.
This game is quite racist.
Yes, it is, actually. And you it's all 2D. It's all 2D side-scrolling. It's all very Parappa, 2D, paper cutout. It almost looks like Shadow Puppets.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you start out with a group of guys, and you basically, you are the drummer. You ever seen those, are you familiar with the guys that do the drumming to keep the armies in rhythm?
Yes.
Back in the day. Back in the day, like,
which is actually a bad idea. Guerrilla warfare works a lot better.
Yeah, it does. So yeah, you're the drummer.
British kind of failed on that.
You're the drummer. So you're basically going, and you're keeping, like, time, and you go, dum, 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 dum. And as long as you, and the four buttons, face buttons, the square, circle, triangle, and across, wait, yeah, that's all of them. They make different sounds. And depending on the drums that you sound that you make, they do different things.
This sounds awesome.
So if you do like square, 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 circle, it goes pata, 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 pon. And it then they realize, okay, you want them to move forward, so they all move forward some. And then you do, you know, there's nothing there, so you do it again. Pata, 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 pon. And then they move forward. Then you see an enemy, then you go pon, pon, pata, pon. And then they start attacking.
This sounds totally awesome.
And then you can, you know, there's a big dragon or something, and then the dragon's going to, if you see the dragon in the motion, like he's going to flame your guys, then you go chaka chaka pata pon, and then they all get a defensive thing, and then they take way less damage, either zero or one damage, something like that. And then you basically go through the game like that, and you keep advancing to the right, blocking when you should, advancing when you should, attacking when you should. And you can pick up things like spears and helmets and shields and stuff that you can use to upgrade your dude so they do more damage or take less damage and whatnot. And then also you learn more drumming techniques.
Wow.
You know, like right now, you know, pata, pata, patapon, which moves forward, pon, pon, patapon, which attacks, and chaka, chaka, patapon, which defends. There's another one with don. I don't know what that does. That's the cross key. Don, don, something. Anyway, so at the end of each level, you go back to your village area, and you can either upgrade your dudes or you can save. And the thing is, you can't pause in the game. Sort of weird.
Kind
of
weird.
Yeah, especially for a portable game, you should be able to pause. You can do the sleep function. That kind of works okay. That's what I usually do. Just, you know, basically do not a full power down. Just let, yeah.
Flick it.
You flick it.
You know, speaking of the PSP, another one of my coworkers bought it.
Oh, but the game's only $20.
Oh, wow. Maybe I do need to pick it up as soon as I find a replacement battery.
Right. I forgot your PSP's battery's just totally dead.
Yeah. My coworker bought a PSP Slim, and I have to fumble it.
Oh, it's really light, right?
It's super light.
It, like, noticeably light.
It feels like what I thought the PSP would feel like, yeah, when I got it.
Then you pick up yours, and it's like a brick.
Yes. Yeah, I might PSP consider, nice. Maybe if I can find a deal, I'll pick up a Slim and get Patapon.
Yeah, Patapon's pretty fun. If you play through the demo, and you can download the demo through your PlayStation 3, you can actually earn an extra item. I think it's a spear. So if you play through the demo, it's pretty cool. Like, play through the demo.
On your PlayStation 3?
Yeah. What you do is you hook up your PSP to your PlayStation 3 and download a demo, and then the demo gets copied to your memory card.
Huh.
And then you play your demo on your PSP.
Is there a way I can play the PSP game on my PS3?
If you have the video out of the PSP Slim. You can't play it on your PSP, but you can output it to your TV. But it's not full screen, I think. I think it takes a part of it. Anyway, so if you play through the demo, you can actually save at the end of the demo. And then when you play the full game, you can load that save up. And you don't have to play the same levels. Because basically, you just play the first like 4 or 5 levels.
Hmm.
And not only that, but you get that spear that you wouldn't be able to get. I think it's a spear that you couldn't get if you just play through the beginning of the retail game. So that was pretty cool. There's also, you can buy new army members and stuff. And you can also, there's like this other mini game, this weird mini game with a talking tree and a trumpeter. He's called Pon the Pack-a-Pon. That's the guy that's a trumpeter. And basically the tree starts dancing around and making these weird bon, bon, bon noises. And if you can mimic it with your trumpet, which is the circle button, then you start shaking things off of his limbs and you get bonus items. So, and that's in between levels.
The Japanese are insane.
Yeah. The thing I found that is I've had to kind of level up already, like grind out some levels, because there's a level where you can just get meat. You go hunting for animals and you get meat for killing them. And sweet. With the meat is how you get more people and stuff. And I just found I couldn't beat the dragon dudes without getting enough people. So I had to do the meat sessions a few times to buy more guys in my army. But
that's reasonable.
It's been pretty fun. I hear it's about 7 or 8 hours long. So it's pretty long for a rhythm-based game. I guess if you have to grind out to get, you know, more people and stuff, it's probably a great deal of it. But it's pretty cool. It's kind of nice to graphically, it's got, you know, pretty decent music. Although if you're not playing it, I can see where it'd be grating. My wife and my little girl sometimes just randomly start saying pon pon pata pon because they hear it so often. And she's like, I hate that that's in my head all the time. But anyway, that was Patapon, and that's kind of the other thing. And so it's basically in a lot of PSP and a lot of Army of Two-ing for me this past week.
I think I might have to take my PSP out of mothballs to play those two games.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. The new slash relevant games this week, Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
I would like to play it. I don't want to buy it.
Completely co-op also, single player. And that game is going to be badass because from what I hear, it didn't change too much from the first one, but the first one was awesome. And to be able to play the first one all the way through co-op through the campaign would be great. So the other good thing I've heard
I'll pick it up if you pick it up.
Serge said that he saw that Fry was going to have it for $40.
When?
Tomorrow.
I'm in. I have to go to Fry's tomorrow anyway.
I happen to have something that I'm taking back to Fry's worth $42 in credit.
Excellent. So you can give me those $2.
I'll need it for my purchase. But yeah, if that's true, and I haven't checked up on it, and I don't see why I should doubt him, yeah, that seems like a deal. Because the first one I bought at full price, and I completely enjoyed that game.
I bought the first one at $40 also, Jellyfish.
The only thing I didn't like about the first one, did you finish it?
No, I didn't.
The game ends in the fucking cliffhanger. Remember, I complained about it actually on a podcast saying I bought basically $60 half a game.
I didn't really like it, but I really like playing through co-op games with people. So,
and this is going to be way better than Army of Two. I can already tell you. Just Army of Two was like, eh.
But will it be better than WoW?
How can it not be?
How can it
it's
be?
It's not an MMORPG, so how can it not be?
So that's out on 360 and PS3.
Exactly, and we'll both obviously pick it up
on the 360. And after we're done with new releases, we'll tell you a nice observation here.
Sega Superstars Tennis. Out on every fucking thing. 360, PS3, Wii, DS,
PS2, but not PSP.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. Anyway, from what I can tell, that's Virtua Tennis with a whole bunch of Sonic and Knights and Choo-Choo Rocket characters and
shit. It kind of sounds awesome.
It does kind of sound awesome. I always liked the Virtua Tennis series.
Me too.
I liked 1 a ton. 2, I didn't play as much. 3, I hardly played at all. And
3
maybe
I didn't
this will
like
me,
as much as 1.
Maybe this one will bring me back. But I'll probably wait, though, until it's like, you know, $30. I can easily see this game dropping to $30 fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Is it even releasing at $60, do you know?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know either. I would be surprised if it was, though.
You're saying putting Sonic in it doesn't make it automatically $60?
No, it might. Yeah, that fucker just... I can't believe that people are buying
that. That's
what
shit. We were talking
that's,
about
that's, last yeah, week. That's the Wii audience
Not
for you right
SMB.
There. Yeah, so PC, we have a blank that we care about. This is kind of shocking. No exclusive Xbox 360 game released this week. There's two releases, Vegas and Vegas 2 and the
Superstar
Sega
Tennis.
Yeah, the Sega Tennis game, but no exclusives.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, well, that's okay, because the two that are multi are very good anyway.
Here's one I care about for the Wii, Worms A Space Odyssey.
Wow, it'd be nice if you spelled it right.
Hey, I was at work when I put this together, and I worked my butt off today.
Okay, so what is this? It's just a 2D Worms game? I hope it's not 3D.
I don't know. If it's 3D, I probably won't buy it, but if it's 2D, I'll for sure pick it up.
I'll pick it up for $20 and leave it unopened, just like the rest of my Wii games.
Oh, Rob.
Pro Evolution Soccer 2008. This game always gets a whole bunch of hype from, you know, the hardcore soccer guys, and all I have to say about that...
And it sells a whole lot worldwide.
Yeah, of course. And all I have to say is, it's soccer. There could be awesome soccer, but it's still soccer.
But here's something that I might pick up on the Virtual Console, Super R-Type.
That game was awesome. I remember playing the crap out of that on the Super Nintendo. Is that the only release on the Wii this week?
Yep.
Well, I mean, for Virtual Console? Usually they have like 3, or that's the only one you cared about.
It's the only one I cared enough to put up there.
The PS3 actually has some good release, or a good release this week. Exclusive release. It has also the Vegas and the Superstar Tennis. But Hot Shots Golf, Out of Bounds. I played
I
the crap
golf.
Out of the PSP version.
Me too.
It was so much fun. That was easily my favorite game for a long time,
you know,
on the PSP.
I love that game, and I don't think we ever played against each other.
No, we did. Don't you remember we were waiting in line for Star Wars? And we took our PSPs. Like 5 of us had bought PSPs on launch.
And I don't remember playing that game. I think we
did
played
Did you not
something
go with
else.
Us to go see Star Wars?
I did.
Because we met at the PSP launch.
We did.
We're in
oh,
line.
Oh, maybe you hadn't. Maybe you didn't invite me for that. Maybe we didn't know each
did.
Other enough.
I might have bought them way before that, because the PSP launched in March,
No.
And I think Star Wars
came out
in May.
You brought a poker table to that.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I went to that.
Yeah. You didn't bring Hot Shots Golf?
I don't think I had it. I remember playing that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I played that with you.
Well, I remember playing multiplayer. That game was fun. So if that releases for $40, I may consider it. Hot Shots Golf, out of bounds for the PS3. I'll have to look at the reviews, too. It's going to be Hot Shots Golf on the PS3. How can you go wrong?
It's going to look nice, and it's going to play fun.
Right. And it'll probably have some sort of online, I'm sure.
As long as it doesn't use the motion controls. We got to check that out before we pick it up.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Or at least have the option to turn it off.
Now, on the PS2, I'm liking this release. I might pick it up.
The Essential Collection, Metal Gear Solid?
1, 2, and 3
1, pack? 2, and 3. Was there ever a Metal Gear Solid 1 released for the PS2?
Not in the U.S.
Is this a twin steak?
I haven't eaten,
I haven't eaten dinner, so I'm kind of hungry.
Is
this a Twin Snakes version? The one for the GameCube?
We should check that out. Maybe it is.
I was never a big Metal Gear fan, so I probably won't check that out. But anyway, another great Samurai Warriors 2 Extreme Legends. I didn't think you misspelled Extreme. I think they spelled Extreme without an E.
I spelled it right. They misspelled it.
But you misspelled Samurai. Actually, you spelled Samurai correctly. You spelled Samurai wrong.
What's the difference?
One's spelled correctly. Who cares?
When I first saw it, I was thinking, oh, man, cool. Sequel to Samurai Western. It is not.
You mean Samurai Champloo?
No, Samurai Western.
I know. SingStar 90 is the only reason I added there is because I own every fucking SingStar game that's ever been released.
And they've spent a good portion of time being played.
Yeah,
just not by
my wife and her sisters love the karaoke
games. And that's okay.
And I own every single Karaoke and Revolution game, too. By the way, my sister-in-law, I know you're not listening to this, but bring that back. She borrowed it and never brought it back.
Didn't you just borrow it last Saturday?
No. It's been like 3 Saturdays already.
Really?
Yeah. And that constitutes never bringing it back.
I see. Wieners.
Since I still don't have it. PSP, no new releases, but that's okay because Patapon is awesome, so go get that. It's $20. Go get it.
Now, I saw Ninja Gaiden Dragon Sword got released on the DS.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty good.
Yeah. And Lost in Blue 3.
I heard that's a sequel to Lost in Blue 1 and 2. That's all I know about that one.
Actually, thinking about that game made me yawn.
Did you see that? Yeah, I did. I heard it too. I still want to get Professor Clayton. You have an interest in that?
I do. It seems to be it's going to be like a Studio Ghibli movie
exactly.
Puzzle game.
It's Studio Ghibli with Brain Games.
That sounds good.
So it's got like Brain Games with story.
I'll pick that up for $10 or $15.
Yeah, that was the other game that I thought about getting when I was getting Patapon is that game because I had some gift certificates, but ended up going with Patapon and I still don't regret it. So let's go for news and rants. We have your entry here. Epic Games are now available on Steam. What does that mean? All of them?
Well, a good portion of them.
What, Unreal?
Unreal, Unreal 2, Unreal 2K3, 2K4.
What about Unreal 3?
I don't know. I just thought it was important.
Do you own anything on Steam?
You know what else Epic released?
What?
I don't know.
Do you own a lot of stuff on Steam?
I do.
I only own the Half-Life stuff, Half-Life 2 stuff, and the stuff, Portal, and...
That's all the stuff I own. That's a lot of stuff.
Well, yeah, but there's a whole lot of shit on Steam, right? Like Psychonauts, and there's a whole bunch of stuff on Steam.
Well, yeah, I also own that one ship game, The Ship.
Is 7 Max on Steam?
Yes. It's only available on Steam, right?
No, I thought it was only available on GameTap.
Oh, it's GameTap. Yeah. Oh, I don't know then. Maybe. I don't know.
So what were we saying? Steam what, huh?
Huh? What?
What? I don't know.
The Ship.
What ship?
That's a game. The Ship.
The Ship what?
On Steam.
What about it?
It's a game.
It's a game?
The Ship.
It's not called Steam Ship?
No.
That'd be better.
It's not a Steam ship. It's an ocean liner.
What the hell? You bought that game?
So the way that game works is that you have like a whole bunch of people on the ship, and each person has one person they have to kill.
Okay.
And you have to kill them without being seen.
Is this a multiplayer game?
Yeah.
Is it only a multiplayer game? There's no AI?
Only multiplayer.
Okay. So it's a ship full of ninjas?
No, ship full of normal people.
So it's like a murder mystery or what?
Well, the mystery is, you have to find the person that you're supposed to kill and make sure that somebody, the person trying to kill you, doesn't kill you.
How do you know who's trying to kill you?
Well, you'll know when they try to kill you.
Oh.
It's a surprise.
What is it? Overhead, first person?
First person.
Third person? First person?
Yep. You're running around on a giant ship in the
50s. Do you have rocket launchers?
No. They have hatchets.
Molly hatchets?
You can make a character named Molly and carry a hatchet.
Okay. Not sold. Moving on. Boston Major...
Well, I'm just... What is wrong? I'm normally right on with my spelling.
Were you high? Were you high when you were writing
this? I wasn't. I was at work. I was...
This is what you wrote. Boston Major backs a games as porn bill.
It's Boston Mayor.
Unless you're Hispanic, that would be Mayor.
Isn't that M-A-Y?
It's Alcalde. Is actually I don't even know why
Alcalde en Fuego.
I don't even know why I know that Alcalde is a mayor in Spanish. I have no idea why I know that. It's not something you would normally use in everyday. Is it, you know, you want to order enchiladas with tostadas and frijoles, but you don't really say Alcalde.
Maybe you went somewhere and they had a special that was called the mayor's special.
You know what bacon is in Spanish?
Manteca?
No, that means grease, but that's pretty close. That's manteca.
Okay, because my brother lives in a city named Manteca.
What? His city is named after
it's
lard?
It was funny because he bought Manteca, a house there. Though. Anyway, we bought a house. He bought a house there.
Uh-huh.
And we were at Food for Less. They have Food for Less in Texas?
It sounds familiar.
It's kind of like HEB, but shittier. Bigger items.
Oh.
And
so it's like Sam's.
No, it's not. It's not shitty like Sam's.
Anyway, go ahead.
And we're looking in the... In the produce section, and they had like this display of tubs of lard.
Uh-huh.
And you turn, one side says lard, you turn around, the other side says manteca.
Manteca. Like,
whatever. Yeah. I'm not in Spanish land, I'm in America land.
Okay, and anyway.
Yeah, it was just a surprise.
And he lives in Manteca?
He does.
So he lives in lard.
That's what he does.
What, they call what it state Manteca, is it?
California. Northern California.
There's a city called Lard, California.
Manteca.
Right, okay. That's fucking nasty. Anyway,
and it's an agricultural city.
It's Tocino, by the way.
What?
Tocino.
Is mayor?
No, it's bacon. I already told you what mayor was. It's alcalde.
So it's Tostito.
That would be the Frito-Lay chip.
Ah, okay.
Which means lightly toasted. Makes sense, right?
It does.
Yeah. Okay, enough with the Spanish lesson. Lessons? Oh, man.
Como está? ¿Dónde está el Pedro?
Say something. What did you say?
I don't know. I don't know Spanish.
What did you? My friend Ken, the guy from, you know, you met Ken, the one we talked about with the Wii and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He's from work. He saw, apparently, he loves this movie called Out of Sight. Ever seen this? With George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez?
That sounds like a movie I would never want to see.
Exactly. It sounds terrible. I've never seen it. And in fact, I always thought it was a terrible movie, but he says it's awesome. And apparently, the guy from, do you remember the Hispanic guy from Boogie Nights?
No.
The little fat Mexican dude that wanted to do porn and had a small dick?
No.
God damn. His name is Luis something, I think. Anyway,
I remember the hot redheaded chick in Boogie Nights.
Okay, well, no, not her. He comes out in this movie and they're arresting him. And they're
so
like,
he tells people he's gay. Okay.
No.
No, not that kind of
but
comes
he's,
out.
But during this whole scene, he keeps saying, mira. Like, you know, he's talking in English, but he says, mira. Like, mira, you know, let me go, blah, blah, blah. Mira, I'm not guilty, or something like that, you know. And so Ken thought it was the coolest thing ever to say mira. And he says it all the time. And most of the time, he uses it, and it makes sense. You know what mira means?
No.
Well, I'll tell you in a little bit. So he starts saying stuff, and then I'm like noticing he's saying it in weird ways that don't make any sense at all. And I'm like, at first I was like, wow, you know Spanish, right? But he would start saying, like, another coworker is named George, and George had done something, I don't know, helped him out or something. He says, you're the man, you're the mira, George. And I'm like, okay, that's it. That doesn't make any sense at all. I'm like, Ken, do you know what you're saying? He's like, what do you mean? And, oh, not only that, but he typed it M-E-D-A. And it's M-I-R-A. And that's when I picked, because he typed it onto team chat room.
M-I-R-D-A? Or?
M-I-R-A, Mira.
Okay.
And he was typing M-E-D-A because he was just going by the sounds that he heard in the movie, right? So then I'm like, dude, do you know what that means? I finally just asked him. He's like, no. I'm like, well, you're using it all wrong and you're misspelling it. So stop doing it. And he goes, well, what does it mean? It means look. Like, you know, like you're getting arrested, like, look, you know, just let me go, I'm innocent. Or like, look, man, you know, just leave me alone. Or look, man, you better give me the money now. Or just basically a person that says look all the time. And he was calling people like, you're the look. And like, hey, are you feeling look today? And just like, he was just complete throwing in everything. It was just pissing me off. And he still does it. Now he does it to piss me off. And anyway, that's my story.
I would do it more
about misusing Spanish words.
I have something like that, but it's a California thing.
Like what?
Like when I first came to Texas, I didn't say milk. I said milk.
Like M-E-L-K?
Yeah.
Like a tard.
And my coworker would say, yeah, why don't you go to the store and buy me some milk, and then you can go and buy my girlfriend a dress, perhaps made out of silk.
My wife.
I don't do it anymore.
My wife used to say peanut and donut instead of donut, and she also say Disney instead of Disney. So for the longest time after I first met her, when she was not even my wife back then, I would purposely fuck with her and do stuff like, hey, you want to get a snick? Like, what? And just start every fucking vowel became a short I, just to fuck with her to make her feel bad because she couldn't pronounce certain things. But eventually she grew out of that. And then it kind of became an in-joke. And
Now they say yeggs instead of legs.
Yeah, no, that was that. My little girl says yeggs instead of legs. And there's that song, Brass in Pocket, and Rock Band, and Banny was singing it, and she inadvertently said yeggs without even thinking about it. So now we always give her shit. So every time we sing that song, we had to say yeggs. Gonna use my yeggs. That's the song. It's like, gonna use my hands, gonna use my fingers, gonna use my yeggs. And then I'm like, why don't you just use your pussy? That's all you really need to use if you're gonna get this guy, right? Why are you using your mind and, you know, your legs and your arms? Just use your pussy. That's all you need.
It's true.
It would just work. Boom. Use your pussy. Got his attention. Got his attention right there. And you hold it for, you know, at least 15 minutes.
Oh. That's too long.
Anyway, moving on.
Wow.
The next Halo 3 map pack.
So, you know, let's back up to what we said. This Boston mayor decided that he's backing it.
Oh, yeah, skip
even
that.
Though the Supreme Court has struck down every law that anyone has put up to try to say that games are anything other than a source of expression, which they are,
mm-hmm.
He's trying to put a games as porn bill what does not that, sell them to minors.
What exactly does that mean, games as porn? Is that all it means? You just can't sell it to minors?
Yeah.
Anyway, did you really want to say anything more about that guy?
Fuck that guy.
Okay. Anything else? No.
He's our idiot of the week, for sure.
Okay, Halo 3 map pack.
Yeah, Halo 3 map pack. They're remaking Sidewinder, which was a really nice level in Halo 1. But it had something that I don't know if you've noticed, but isn't in Halo 2 or 3. Ladders. So they had to redesign it a little bit.
All right, that's right.
So most people don't notice that. There are no ladders in Halo 2 or 3.
Yeah, that's like Quake 2 had ladders, and Quake 3 had those little jumps and ramps. Those little like... things jump, you pads. Jump pads, there you go. Fuck, I only played it for 5 years.
You think, well, you probably didn't talk too much while you were playing. Just confused grunts.
Yeah. All right, so did you see the new Guitar Hero on tour?
I didn't hear about this. What's the deal with that?
I have to show you this. Basically, they took a DS, right?
Okay.
And they turn on the side, much like, you know...
Oh, yeah, I did see this.
Like, what's it called? Brain Age, or what's that? Hotel Dusk. Put it on the side, and then with the GBA cartridges... They put this adapter that has four buttons on it, like a guitar fret.
Yep.
So you actually cradle the DS vertically, and with your four index, your index, middle, pinky, and ring fingers are just the four. It's four instead of five, but you still got the fret. And then you swipe the touchpad with your stylus, which actually is in the shape of a pick. So you actually strum the guitar, and there's a picture of the guitar strings on the screen where you strum. So it's pretty cool. I mean...
So
that was much cooler than I thought it was.
How is that going to work with fat DSs and light DSs?
Well, it's only going to work with light DSs.
Oh, okay. That makes sense then.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you'd have like a little jut.
But who has fatties now? Like nobody.
Uglies.
poor kids.
Poor kids.
People at the bottom at pawn shops, I guess. But yeah, it's really, really cool looking. And I thought the whole time it was going to be like a touch game where you just touch the notes or something, which would have been terrible.
The DS was really ugly when it came out.
The DS was a terrible, terrible system. It had terrible games. Ugly. The screen sucked. The only thing that was good about it was the sound. It had a great sound. The PSP, surprisingly, really terrible sound.
No, it has good sound on games that have good sound.
Well, it has good sound if you use headphones. But the in-game speakers are terrible.
I always have used headphones with my PSP.
The in-game speakers are just absolutely terrible.
I don't think there's ever been a console where I didn't use headphones.
The DS Fat, at least, had great speakers. You know, I don't even know where the fuck my DS is. I need to find it. The DS Lite, I mean.
How can you not know where it is?
I don't know where it is. I looked for it like for a little bit the other day, and yeah, I was thinking of getting Professor Clayton and Layton. Did I keep calling it Clayton? It's Professor Layton.
Did you call it Clayton?
I think I did call it Clayton.
I don't think you did.
Anyway,
we can go to the replay later.
Yeah. So the Guitar Hero is looking pretty sweet. I think it's supposed to be this summer. I'm much more inclined to buy the Guitar Hero for the DS than I am the Guitar Hero with Aerosmith in it.
I'm not buying the Guitar Hero with Aerosmith in it.
It better have some damn good other non-Aerosmith songs.
There's only
songs
like four Aerosmith songs that I like.
Well, maybe it'll only have four Aerosmith songs.
Oh, then I'm still not buying
it. It's supposed to be Aerosmith and songs that Aerosmith likes. So who knows? It depends on what their tastes are.
A lot of Molly Hatchet.
I don't know. They're old dudes, so they probably like a lot of classic shit. I doubt we're going to see anything like Fall Out Boy on there.
I don't know. Maybe he's going to let his daughter pick stuff.
Liv Tyler?
Oh, man, that chick's hot.
And she came from Steven Tyler. Can you believe that?
I can. Actually, look.
Like, so you're saying Steven Tyler's hot?
No, I'm saying that she looks like a less fugly version of him with nice skin.
All right. Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li casting update. So have you been following this at all?
No.
You know what it is? You know, no. they're making a new Street Fighter film.
Film?
Yeah, film. Film.
Not a porno?
Well, films. Pornos could still be films.
Well, but is this a porno?
No.
Some pornos are films, but not all films are pornos.
That's correct. Anyway.
I think that's from an SAT I took once.
it stars the chick Lana Lang or whatever the fuck her name is from Smallville. And I just found out Kristen Crook or whatever.
Smoking Hot.
That's her name. Yeah. You can just call her Smoking Hot. She's half Dutch and half Chinese.
So her pubes grow weed.
What? I hope the bottom part's the Chinese part. That's all I'm saying.
How do you know? Have you ever had a Dutch woman? Because I've
got nothing
on that.
I've never had a Dutch woman, so I don't know. But
just no clogged condoms, please.
Anyway, they put
clogs,
it out.
Clogs are generally made
out
of wood.
You know that one guy from Black Eyed Peas that looks like an Indian dude? Taboo is his name. I didn't even know his name. You know the Black Eyed Peas.
I know the black guy.
There's the chick, there's the main black guy, the background black guy, and then the Indian dude.
Nope, I've only seen the first two.
The Indian dude's playing Vega. That's
what?
Yeah.
Isn't Vega supposed to be basically a lady boy without tits?
The good thing is he's wearing a mask, so that's a good thing. Chun-Li is Kristen Krug.
Who's playing Ken and Ryu?
They haven't said. I don't even know if they're going to be in there. They have who's that? John Michael Clark or Michael Duncan Clark or that huge dude from the Green Mile, the black dude.
Oh,
Michael Duncan Clark.
I know who you're talking about.
And he's also the Kingpin in Daredevil, which I never saw.
And
that dude is playing Balrog.
He's perfect.
I think he's too big, actually.
Well, maybe he'll slim down for the.
He's just massive. What is it, like 7'8" or something? Maybe not that tall.
7'13".
And Chris Klein, a.k.a. Keanu Reeves Jr.
Really?
he's playing Charlie Nash. You know who that is? You remember Nash? He was the Guile replacement in the Alpha series before Guile got brought back.
I thought that was...
Charlie Nash. Remember he wore
Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie.
I didn't know he had a last name.
In Japan, he was actually known as Nash. In America, he was known as Charlie. And so I guess he just started calling Charlie Nash. And that's actually canon. Street Fighter, his name is Charlie Nash, and the Street Fighter canon. But that's Chris Klein.
Did they thought
and
it
then,
was too close to Cash or Snatch?
I don't know. Then the guy that, I forgot his name. I looked him up. The one thing I could see that he's done is he was a dude in Minority Report, which is an awesome movie. Love that movie.
Totally disagree.
That was a great movie. He was some dude in Minority Report, and I do remember him from that movie. And then he did...
The entire movie was a paradox of itself.
Let me see if I can find that guy. Neil McDonough. That's who it was. And he did the voice of Bruce Banner in the Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction video game.
Oh, so you know he must be awesome.
God, where's this picture? There it is. You recognize that dude?
I do recognize him.
Really? From what?
I don't know.
Apparently he's been in a lot of movies, none of which I've seen.
I think he was an albino in some movie I saw.
I don't know. I'm looking through the stuff.
Oh, maybe I saw him in the X-Files.
Maybe. It was in two episodes.
Yeah, it's two times I could have seen him.
Mm-hmm. Just Shoot Me.
I saw lots of episodes of Just Shoot Me.
Oh, well, maybe you saw that.
Star Trek First Contact. We probably saw him in that.
Anyway, some dude that I don't know that looks way too blonde to be playing M. Bison is M. Bison. So I don't know, man. This movie, I think, is going to suck big time.
Oh, but it'll suck awesomely.
It can't suck more awesomely than the first Street Fighter
movie. I'll wait till it comes out on DVD, and hopefully the guys from Mystery Science Theater 3000 will do a riff track of it.
Or the guys from our local Master Pancake Theater will do it.
Nah, riff track's better.
What else we got? Acer?
There's way too much homoeroticism in Master Pancake Theater.
Acer Gaming PC as a platform.
We had the Phantom, didn't we?
Yeah.
Look how well that
went. So Acer, man, I didn't even know Acer was still around.
Yeah, they make some great laptops.
Not only are they still around, they fucking bought Gateway.
Yeah, they're huge.
And when I read up on this, apparently Gateway had bought up Packard Bell and eMachines. I knew about eMachines, but Packard Bell, holy crap, I haven't heard of Packard Bell since my aunt bought one from
Packard
Montgomery
Bell
Ward.
Packard Bell and Packard are not the same thing.
No. My aunt bought a fucking Packard Bell, I think, from Montgomery Ward. That's how fucking long ago it's been since I've heard anything about Packard Bell. But apparently
I used a Packard Bell was playing Myst, and that was when Myst came out.
Packard Bells were shitty.
Yeah.
They were cheap. And I'm talking cheap, was like $1,400 at the time.
My uncle knocked
with a 14-inch CRT
on the desk that I was playing that on, and it reset the computer.
Dude, we used to call that the Acer bug. Because speaking of Acer, my friend would come over, and he had an Acer computer, and we would always give him shit about it. It was an Acer desktop. I didn't even know they didn't even make desktops anymore. First of all, I didn't know they were around. Then I didn't know that they were a laptop only.
But you should have asked me. I would have told you.
They're apparently reintroducing the Acer brand desktop. And if it's anything like the old ones, you don't want one. We'd all be lining up to play Red Alert. And back then, we were using BNC. Cables. We didn't have an Ethernet switch. And we'd all be lined up, and we'd all start a Red Alert map. Mine would start because it was the fastest. Then the next guys would start up. Then the next guy. And then his would reboot. It'd be like, map, 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 reboot. He would just reboot his machine every time we start. Well, not every time, but randomly. So every time we're like, oh, you just got Acer. Anytime random reboots, it's the Acer bug. But anyway, apparently they did better. And they continued to grow
the laptop market. Yeah, the laptops are pretty nice.
And now they're thinking about, they're kicking around the idea of an open standard PC platform for gaming.
Don't we already have an open standard PC? Like the PC?
But there's no standard.
There's tons of standards. Well, there's no unified standard, though.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm thinking that's just a bunch of bullshit. Somebody must have just said something as a backhand, or some random comment, and somebody took it the wrong way, and I'm pretty sure nothing's going to come of it, but I don't know. What do you think? Nothing?
I want to see it. Maybe it'll be awesome. Maybe it won't be.
It won't.
Probably
be.
Not.
Best Buy HD DVD rebates, sort of rebates. $50 gift certificate if you bought an HD DVD player from Best Buy prior to February 23rd. Which is the date that...
I wish I had bought mine from there.
Yeah, I bought mine
from GameStop.
Yeah, so did I, and I'm getting shit.
That's sort of a weird move for Best Buy.
Yeah, well, it's a gift certificate. It's not like they expect you to, they expect you to spend it there. And normally when you have something like $50, I guess you could buy a game. But most of the time that encourages you to go into the store. Then you see some stuff. They're just getting into the store. Yep. And they're also, furthermore, I actually followed the link, and they're actually saying that they're going to be taking trade-ins. Trade-ins for the movies and the players. What the fuck are they going to do with all those players?
Destroy them, probably.
And the movies. So I don't know. And plus, how much do you think you're getting?
One country in Africa.
How much do you think they'll pay?
One country in the world using HD DVD.
The HD DVD drive add-on for the Xbox 360. How much do you think they give you for it? Like $10? Can't be anything.
I don't know.
Man. What are they gonna do with them?
Maybe they'll sell one overpriced player that you can trade in for it towards it.
All right. So the next thing here you thought wasn't any news at all, but I'll tell you why I think it's important. For those who don't know, Ben Heckerden, also otherwise known as Ben Heck, he creates all these crazy custom video game consoles and portables.
And they're usually pretty sweet.
Yeah, like he's got the Xbox 360 laptop.
Yep.
That's freaking awesome. He had two versions of that. Apparently, he's working on an elite version of the laptop.
Yep.
But one of the things he created was he was commissioned by a one-armed man. And maybe not the guy from
The Fugitive.
From The Fugitive.
No, different one.
But he was commissioned by one-armed man to create a custom, one-of-a-kind, one-handed Xbox 360 controller. And I have to mention it's a one-armed man, so you don't start thinking he's playing Dead or Alive Extreme Volleyball too.
All I can think is it's got to be a lot harder for him to surf the internet for porn.
One-handed, yeah, I guess so. But anyway, so he created it, and it looked pretty cool. It was basically like a grip, a hand grip thing, where it had one of the knobs was on the base, so that you could, you would put it on your lap, and you would basically control a thumbstick by putting pressure on the thumbstick that was on the underside of the controller against your lap. It basically like turning your 360 controller over and putting the thumbstick against your leg and using it that way.
I wonder if he reversed all the directions on that so that it would move properly.
Oh, I'm sure he did. And then the other one was actually controlled with thumb, and then he had access to all the triggers and everything on one hand, and it was pretty cool. I was like, yeah, whatever. Now he's redesigned a new one. And this one is curved, so it fits. It's got a flat base, well, a squarish base, but it's curved, so it fits on your leg. And it has modules that you can pull up and reposition. So it has like two joysticks, triggers, the face buttons, but you can pull them up and put them in, and they're basically like, I think there's six slots on the top of this thing, and you can pick them up and move them anywhere. And I was thinking that would make it a lot easier to play when my little girl won't leave me alone. And I always have to play with her on my lap. I'm like, wow, that would come in really handy for me, because she's always wanted to be on my lap, and basically I'm having to hold a controller around her and stuff. I'm like, wow, if this thing's reasonable, I may consider picking one of these things up. And
I'm
then I have
sure
another.
If it was you or somebody else, but they had bought a one-handed PlayStation 2
I
controller
did,
for RPGs.
For RPGs. Because RPGs, I mean, come on. What do you need them for?
You're basically brain dead.
Yeah, so you just sit there with one hand, and you just play RPGs, and then you can, you know, eat your snack or flip through the manual or strategy guide or jerk off or, you know, whatever.
Not while playing RPGs. They don't have hentai games in the US, man.
Maybe a Japanese RPG. But that's for the PlayStation. So I don't know. I think this would be pretty good not only for one-handed people, but for parents. At least daddy gamers that have kids that want to be in their laps the whole time.
You mean as a blunt object to hit your kid with?
No. And I have another little one on the way. I don't know if I'd announce that. Have I announced that on the podcast?
I don't know.
I have another little girl on the way. July 25th is the due date.
Woo!
So, yeah. And I'm pretty sure if she's anything like her older sister.
I think that's Judy's birthday.
She won't be a gamer. Yeah, she mentioned that. You think that's your girlfriend's birthday?
I think so. Well, I forget. It's either our anniversary is in June and her birthday is in July,
that's
or
bad.
Vice versa.
That's bad that you forgot both of those. But
it's not
even
fair to have them on the same date in once that starts.
Even I know that that's her birthday because she mentioned it.
I just said it, though.
I know, but you said I think. I know my wife's birthday. That's all I need to care about. And my kids.
I know my dad's birthday. It's day after Christmas.
All right. So that's why I thought that was pretty cool. It could be useful for parents. Mario. Speaking of controllers, the Mario Kart Wii controller. What do you think? Thumbs up, thumbs down. You
looks
saw,
okay.
We saw it in action in a video that I think it was MTV.
I reserve judgment until I get to fondle
it. It looks like ass. I'll just say it right now.
If it's hard plastic and not that cheesy foam plastic
if
like the other wheel was.
If it supports, and probably will, the GameCube controller, that's what I'm going to be using. Because Mario Kart is one of those games that is fun. I mean, granted, it looks exactly like Mario Kart for the GameCube.
But with high-res graphic. Oh, wait, no, not on the Wii.
And motorcycles.
Oh, motorcycles now.
Yeah. Do you know if they're keeping the double dash part where you have two people on one cart?
I don't know.
I don't know that either, because that was actually pretty fun.
I hated that.
No way. That would have made it really fun for 2v2 team tournaments.
I'm sure it made it really fun for that one person who couldn't play very much and they can just be on the back.
Yeah, well, see, when we had our video game tournaments, there were always random teams during our Christmas party, and you always had a bunch of non-gamers show up. So that made it good for that type of gaming. Where you have one
what
guy.
What did
that,
I just say?
Yeah, he basically sits there and just shoots the shells.
Yeah. Oh, and helps you inch you around the turns, but usually the wrong way.
And then we have, Doom and Assault Heroes. These are the only ones, or the first ones I've heard of that. I haven't even heard of the Xbox Live Arcade Hits. Are those the inaugural games?
I don't know.
For the hits? They're $5. They basically slashed the price in half from 10 to 5. And I don't know
that's
when
that's all
there is
to say about
I don't,
that.
I don't know
they're
when that.
Now.
I don't know. Well, the important thing is not so much that Doom and Assault Heroes are $5, is that now they have Xbox Live Arcade Hits, like a greatest hits collection.
I'll bet there's a section in the marketplace played.
Yeah, so that'll be pretty nice. Older games, be able to pick them up for a little bit cheaper. I'm not against that. And yeah,
that's how you push that old stock, but for them it's just gravy.
Yep. Then we have I just can't believe Super Smash Brothers Brawl 1.4 million sold. I know not everybody got it for $25 like I did.
I got it for $0 because I don't have it.
I mean, someday I'll open that up. The Wii phenomenon.
I really want to play it.
We can play it after this podcast. We said that last time, but this time we will. The Wii phenomenon, I just don't get it, man. Have you ever seen those commercials? I think it's for the Scion that has the like it has like a horse and it says horse. Then they like slap a unicorn, I mean a horn on it, and it says unicorn. Then it shows like some fat slob sitting on a chair, and it says couch potato. And then all of a sudden, he's wearing a bowling shirt and holding a bowling ball, and it says professional athlete. And the point of the commercial is a small change makes a big difference. So I think they should have one of those commercials where they have a GameCube, and it says third place. And then they add a white controller and a white shell, and it says first place. I mean, because literally, that's what they fucking did. They repackaged the GameCube with a different controller. And it went from third to first. I don't get it. Is it? I don't even have to ask the question, is it really
it's all that obvious?
Yeah, it's just a control. Because it is. I mean, what else could it be?
That's it.
I just don't get it, man. I just don't get it. I probably never will. I don't think worse than that is the Europeans, man. 1 million pre-orders for the basically what amounts to a demo version of Gran Turismo 5.
That you have to pay for.
It's $40. It's probably more for them. They deserve it. Hmm. $40 for Gran Turismo 5 Prologue. I think it's $40 for them. On downloadable side?
I don't know.
I think it's available both ways. It's coming out the end of March.
But it's not even a full Gran Turismo game.
No, it's Prologue. They've got the Gran Turismo team, Polyphony Digital. This is a bad habit of taking forever to make games. So what they do is they just release.
And they get away with it.
Yeah, they really. Well, because they sell a million fucking pre-orders. Of course they get away with it. They get away with just, you know, releasing half games, especially in Japan, because they take so fucking long. Did you ever play? There's a Polyphony Digital shooter called, I think, Omega Red or Red Omega?
Omega Blast.
Omega Blast? Is that it? For the PlayStation 1?
I think so.
Something Omega. That's the only other Polyphony Digital game that I've ever
seen. Was it good?
Yeah, it was all right. But seriously, all they do is make car games. And, well, I guess really what you say, all they do is make car games that sell millions and millions of units.
Yeah.
So I guess that's cats for something, right?
But everyone I know who loves cars loves Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
The same thing for PGR. They say PGR 3 is better.
Yeah, I guess. And more PS3 news. No Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD beta for them. Basically, they just said, fuck you.
But it is good to point out that the 360 does not have a 360 exclusive release this week, mm-hmm. but the PS3 does. Hot Shots Golf.
Yeah, they sure do. And they also have...
Is it the start of a new trend? I don't know.
Well, Haze was supposed to be...
find out next week.
Haze was supposed to be an exclusive, and then they turned around and said, well, it's only a timed exclusive. It's not going to be exclusive.
Well, almost all games are only timed exclusives.
Did we talk about
now?
that thing GameStop had where if you pre-ordered Haze, you could pick it up and you could return to the store within 1 week for full credit as a trade-in?
Well, they do that with used games, you know.
I know, but new games. They'd never done it with a new game. It was supposedly this...
Maybe they think Haze is going to be that awesome.
I think maybe they were thinking that you would forget to bring it back in a week. And you were stuck with a game that you didn't intend to buy in the first place.
Yeah, but I'm sure they had played some pre-release copies and said, man, this game's going to be...
So if you think about it, though, they probably buy the game new for like 50... What,
they don't
two?
Make any money.
Yeah, like $52, yeah. $53. So if they buy back the game from you for $60, right?
They lose. They make nothing.
Right, and then they sell it for $55. They only use a few bucks, but that's probably more than made up for by all the people that bought Haze because of this promo.
And forgot.
And then forgot or didn't care to bring
it
back.
Oh, we meant a work week, only 5 days.
Yeah, well, it turns out they reneged on that. Ubisoft says you can't do that. So that they misunderstood. GameStop Canada misunderstood them, and they're really not going to do that promo after all. So
that doesn't bode well for Haze.
No. No.
Like, if they thought that Haze was going to be awesome, they'd be like, oh, yeah, do that.
Yeah,
deal.
Exactly. But now they're like, well, no, we're not going to do that. You can't buy it. But, I mean, I guess they could if they want to do it themselves, but apparently it was a Ubisoft thing, and now they're taking the whole thing back. Taking it back, just kidding. Hmm. But anyway, that's the other news about Haze. Haze was in the news for twice. That and then the fact that it's going to have a 360 and a PC version after all.
I'm anxious for the PC version more than I'm anxious for the 360 version because I would have an awesome gaming machine by next podcast.
We'll see how often you start PC gaming other than WoW, because I just find that PC gaming is just more. Every time on my PC I want to not play games. I don't know, I just don't think of my PC game as a game, even though I have an 8800 GTX and overclocked, you know, Core 2 Duo and all that shit.
You know,
I don't do gaming.
I almost bought a 46 inch TV to play on,
like this
but bigger.
I know, but like the one I have for my PC.
Yeah. Costco's running a 46-inch Scepter with an 8,000-to-1 contrast ratio, 6 millisecond.
The contrast ratios are completely worthless stats. Don't ever buy a TV based on contrast ratios. That's usually response time. So what was the response time?
6 milliseconds.
Six. I saw some 2 millisecond ones.
Yeah, that's crazy talk.
Yeah. So how much was it?
$1,000. Scepter's a great brand. Their speakers are always total ass. Mm-hmm. But their panels are awesome.
Apparently Vizios are very good for the price.
Right.
Scepter's
even better.
I don't know. So $1,000, that's how much this one was. 2 years ago, it was $1,000. It's 37-inch.
So you can go 53% larger. Okay. You know where I pulled that stat out of? It was actually listed on, like, this size is bigger than this. I didn't just calculate that in my head.
You planned it. Yeah. So, okay, so we have 80 of the week. You kind of already mentioned them, the major.
Thomas M. Menino, mayor of Boston. You are an idiot. Now, I know it's an election year, so you're wanting to appear hard on crime or something. But let me tell you what. Video gamers, probably not really criminals.
Well, not only that, but it's probably the safest thing to attack. Like, I bet video gamers have a very low turnout rate at the polls.
I vote.
Do you?
I do.
I don't.
I know you don't. But you don't have any strong opinions about the candidates. I don't. You don't have any strong opinions in general.
I think video games just, you know, it's easy prey, maybe gets you a few more extra votes, and it definitely helps you more than hurts you.
In 10 years, anybody who pipes up with that crap, that's when video gamers will be, like, the voting age.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been around since the 70s, dude, so.
Well.
We're a voting age.
People that played Atari, I don't think, view current video games in the same way as people that played Mortal Kombat as a teenager.
That's true. That's true. So that's all we have for this week. Anything you want to? Any closing comments? Anything you want to add?
Goonie goonie goo goo.
Okay. Well, we'll see you next week.